This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. As the United States pushes China to close its consulate in Houston over accusations of espionage, there continues to be a campaign to get other countries to turn their backs on China. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is urging India to focus on domestic supply chains and reduce its dependence on China for telecommunications and medical supplies as Washington's ties with Beijing deteriorate dramatically. Pompeo said at the online U.S.-India Business Council's India Ideas Summit that India had a chance to move supply chains away from China and reduce its reliance on Chinese companies in areas like telecommunications, medical supplies, and others. The U.S. administration has squarely blamed China for the coronavirus pandemic and accused Chinese firms like Huawei Technologies of cyber spying and facilitating human rights violations in China. Charges Huawei and Beijing deny. The United States has also criticized China's new national security law for the former British colony of Hong Kong. As more passengers take to the skies, airlines are trying to do more to try to prevent the spread of COVID-19, for example, from touch-free bag tag printing to biometric boarding. George Bush Intercontinental Airport in Houston, Texas, has put new measures in place to allow passengers to travel from curb to aircraft while touching as few surfaces as possible. Passengers are encouraged to check in and print checked baggage tags using their smartphones. Check-in desk agents sit behind plastic screens with stickers reminding passengers to stay 6 feet apart. Texas continues to be one of the coronavirus hotspots in the U.S. Its governor, Greg Abbott, initially resisted mandatory face mask orders, but earlier this month agreed to require face coverings in most counties. This is VOA News. Globally, there have been more than 621,000 deaths from COVID-19, and more than 143,000 of those are in the United States. Confirmed infections exceed 15 million, with the United States looking at about 4 million of them, and Brazil's more than 2 million infections, and the two countries hold well more than a third of the world's infections. Brazil's health ministry reported a record 67,860 confirmed coronavirus cases over a 24-hour period. The previous mark for one day was 54,771, set June 19th. The new high reported Wednesday comes as some regions of the South American nation are partially reopening for business, while others that had previously controlled the spread of the virus are seeing increases. Brazil has counted nearly 83,000 deaths from COVID-19. One of the infected is President Jair Bolsonaro, who said earlier Wednesday that he has tested positive for the virus for the third time in 2 weeks. Senate Republicans and the White House have reached tentative agreement for more testing funds in the next COVID-19 relief package, but deep disagreements over the scope of the $1 trillion and federal aid have forced a shift in strategy. Facing a GOP revolt, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is preparing to roll out a handful of COVID-19 aid bills instead of a single package, according to a top lawmaker involved in the negotiations. The legislation is now expected as soon as Thursday. A key holdup remains President Trump's push for a payroll tax cut. Hardly any GOP senators support that idea. The European Union has granted Honduras 80 million euros in aid to help the impoverished Central American nation's health system cope with the impact of the coronavirus pandemic. Despite strict measures to curb the spread of the pandemic, local officials and hospitals have struggled to cope with the number of patients with respiratory illnesses in Honduras, which has registered more than 35,000 infections and nearly 1,000 deaths from the virus. And the former Minneapolis police officer charged with the murder and the death of George Floyd now faces multiple felony counts of tax evasion. Derek Chauvin and his wife, Kelly Mae Chauvin, were both charged Wednesday with multiple counts for allegedly underreporting their income to the state of Minnesota from 2014 through 2019 and for failing to file state tax returns. And from 2016 through 2018, some of the unreported income includes more than $95,000 prosecutors say Chauvin received for off-duty security work. Prosecutors say the Chauvins underreported their income by more than $460,000 via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.